Okay.
All right. What's up? You're listening. What's up?
Wait, hang on. Okay. So what's up? You're listening to STWLIMSA2.
Wait, why are we fucking it up? Just say the letters.
Okay. We're going to go on one, okay?
Okay.
3, 2, 1. STWLIMSA2GBI97. All right. I think we nailed it. And if you're wondering what that stands for, it's songs that we liked in middle school as two guys born in 1997, which is the show where we discuss the songs that we listen to while going through puberty. My name is Fox Winters, and I'm joined by my lovely co-host, Isaac Mears, who is an experienced saxophonist and self-proclaimed liker of music. We got two songs on the docket today. We're talking about Cooler Than Me by Mike Posner and Bedrock by Young Money. I actually haven't listened to Bedrock in probably like 6 years, so I'm going to listen to that for the first time. Isaac's going to listen to Cooler Than Me for the first time, and we're just going to talk about it. Should be pretty cool. Are you stoked?
Yep, I'm ready.
How stoked are you? Give me like a stokage level.
I guess pretty high.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any like memories about these songs, like off the top of your head from middle school? It's kind of the whole point, I suppose.
I don't know. We can talk about that when we listen to the songs and the memories arise.
Right, they'll probably flood back. Yeah, we can dive right in. Which one do you want to listen to first? I guess.
I thought it would be good to talk about our days and how today went today.
Yeah, I mean, today was great actually for me. Mm-hmm. I got a job offer.
Believe it. Oh, what? From where?
From a winery in Napa Valley. Not really a winery. It's more of a wine group that like buys expensive wines and sells them to collectors and things. But
that's pretty sick.
It's pretty sick. Moving to California.
You know a lot about wine?
No, nothing. Okay. But they hired me anyway because I know how to Photoshop images, I guess.
Oh, okay. So you're not a wine expert. You're a Photoshop image expert.
Yeah, it's that and just like sending emails to dudes being like, buy our wine, you know.
Okay.
But I got that. Yeah, you know, buy our reds, you know.
It's a fine red from 2018.
2018 is not really our wheelhouse. The oldest wine they have on there is from like the 1800s, which is hilarious.
I don't know if I would drink that.
I don't think you drink those ones.
They're for looking.
But they're closed, which is cool. Like, you hypothetically could drink it if you really wanted to.
Okay.
But those, it's cool. I mean, thousands of dollars on bottles of wine seems like a cool thing.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
But yeah,
got to move out there. So you're moving there in June?
That's the plan.
All right, that's pretty exciting.
Ellie's going out there. We're going to road trip.
Yeah.
It's going to be great.
Yeah, it should be cool.
Should be tight.
My day was, I guess, not as exciting as getting a job offer.
Yeah, you have a job, though.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I just went into work today. We got some new plasma screen TVs in the kitchen. Ooh. That you can watch when you're eating lunch or something.
Are plasma screen TVs still, like, a luxury item? Like, is plasma...
I don't know.
I feel like plasma is outdated technology at this point.
I don't really. They were just big TVs, essentially. Yeah. And one of them was streaming the Weather Channel all day. I think there's going to be a storm in the Kentucky region at some point in the future.
Okay.
And cool. The other one was, I think, doing Fox News. And the first half of the day, it was all footage of Trump. And the second half of the day, it was all old footage of Ronald Reagan.
Interesting.
I don't really know what they were talking about because they didn't have closed captioning on.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's what I saw when I went to the kitchen today.
Interesting. I mean, I feel like that sums up Fox News pretty well, right?
Donald Trump and Ronald Reagan?
Yeah.
Yeah, the whole thing. I suppose so. Yeah, and they had Sean Hannity on there interviewing Trump.
I'm a big Tucker Carlson guy myself.
Wasn't there something that he has like an evil laugh or something? Didn't this just come out recently? Like he laughed on his show when he was evil?
I don't know if I read that specific headline, but he is an evil person. So
I think I saw it on Reddit. Sense. But I don't know. Reddit is obviously so biased anyways. You can't trust anything that's on there.
Right. It's a fake news outlet. Mm-hmm. That's for sure. That sounds like a good day. New TVs popping off.
Yeah, it was fine. I had I told you I bought a new car yesterday, right?
Yeah. What car did you buy?
I bought a Toyota Camry, and it's a hybrid too. So getting really good mileage on it.
That's a very responsible choice.
Yeah.
Was it like new? What year?
It was a 2012. Okay. So it definitely used, but, first of all, the impetus for me getting this car was like my previous car was like on and off, like breaking down and shit all the time. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, I need to get a new one. So I told myself, all right, I'm going to save up and then I'm just going to drive my car until it stops working. And then I'm going to get a new one. And I was like, oh, that's probably not going to happen for a while. But then, Wednesday, my brake line exploded. like there was like brake fluid all over my left wheel. I took it in and I got it fixed. But then the dude was like, yeah, your right one is about to explode. Like the same as the left one. So it's like, all right, maybe it's time. So I'd taken yesterday off anyways, because I couldn't even go into work because like the brakes were done. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I just took that day to be productive and like shop around and finally like found a dealer that I liked that found like this good car, Toyota Camry. And I was like, all right, I want to sign. Like I want to make an offer and like buy the car or whatever. And then, but I said this at like 7 PM and he was like, oh, you can just come in. We're open until like 9. I'm like, okay, I'll just do it. Get it done with today.
I mean, he's down to like make a sale for sure.
Yeah, he's down to make a sale.
Yeah.
But like, like buying a car is like, it's a long process. It takes like 4 hours and obviously incredibly stressful, right?
Yeah.
Like, or at least I personally was very stressed during it. Mm-hmm. So it was like, I got there at 7. I got out of the place at like 11 with my new car. And then I drove all the way home after I traded in my old car. And then I finally get to my garage and I've forgotten my like garage clicker in my other car. So I have to drive all the way back. And then finally I get home and it's like 11:30, but I'm like amped, right? Cause I'm like super high stress environment that I just was a part of, as well as getting a new car, which is exciting. So I literally just like didn't even sleep last night.
Didn't even sleep?
Yeah, I didn't even sleep. Then woke up and did that grind, did the work 9 to 5 grind all over again, just like I always do.
Always. It's easy at this point.
You're exactly, yeah. Well, it's easy because sometimes I can just sit at my desk and not do anything.
that is...
Which is key. It's key.
The secret of corporate America is that 50% of all office time is spent not doing anything.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Don't publish my name in this podcast.
I'm gonna tag your employer in the description. It'll be there forever. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
I don't know. Can you tag people on Spotify? Probably not, unless they have Spotify. You know, like if they have a Spotify account.
No, we could just put the artist's name for the podcast as two white guys born in 1997.
That's true. We could keep it anonymous.
Yeah. I mean, that's I'm personally not doing this for the fame.
I am not doing this. I do this for the love of the art. That's why
the podcast art.
The podcast art and also the art that was created in the late 2000s, early 2010s. Like,
yeah,
that
course, art obviously.
Is something that's very close to my heart. And so I am very down. Like, I just want to talk about it because I think these songs are so good. They're just bangers.
It's like we're like critics of like music, but we're also like, we're like awakening that nostalgia as well.
Yeah. And critic might be a strong word, to be honest. I don't think I'm going to have a whole lot of criticism for the most part, to be honest.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't say a critic has to always be critical or negatively yeah. critical of yeah. something.
Right.
We can be positively critical of it.
Right. And analyze it. I mean, I'll tell you what, I was noticing some triplets, I'm not going to lie. And that seems like a music critic type thing to say. So
are we going to talk the music theory of what we're listening to?
I mean, I don't know enough, but if you have any thoughts, please contribute them. Cause I'd love to learn.
Okay. Okay.
You know,
we should at least do the key.
Yeah. Like, what key is this in?
We at least got to do the key quiz.
Right. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what key it's in.
Well, you just have to listen to it and then make
right.
a guess.
Yeah, just
and then obviously
my perfect pitch. Yeah.
Well, this is what I'm saying. Obviously, first episode, not a high likelihood of getting it right. But like, the more we do this, obviously, the better we're going to get.
That's true. Because I'll have the reference of being like, well, cooler than me was
yeah, exactly.
So is it higher or lower than that? And then,
yeah,
that's
it'll be
a better shot.
It'll kind of be like natural selection.
How do you tell what key something is in?
You just think about it, and then you have to reference your data bank in your mind of all the keys, and all the sounds.
Right. And how many keys are there?
Well, what are we talking, the Western scale or the Indian scale? Because remember, the Indian scale has microtones. So
how silly of me. I would say that
probably
the Western scale for what we're doing will be appropriate.
Oh, okay. We're not going to listen to middle school songs from India.
Well, we didn't like them as two guys born in 1997, two white guys born in Vermont in 1997. Well, I was born in Vermont. You weren't, notably.
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
Also doxing. Let's dox ourselves really quick. Let's make sure everybody knows. My address is...
I don't know if saying the city I was born is doxing me. Or I don't know if saying the state in which I was not born is doxing me.
Yeah, myself more than you, for sure. But we went to middle school together, so at the very least, that's a little bit of a clue.
Yeah, okay. All
right. Right? Man, what key is it? I'm going to have to listen, I think, and then I'll make a guess.
Okay, well, okay. So you get it up. I'll research the key. Are we doing cooler than?
Cooler, you? Yeah. We'll do, it's cooler than, first of all, the song is called Cooler Than Me.
Please cooler Than
right.
Me? Okay.
Please get it right. That's going to be important for me. Look, it's my Spotify premium. Are you seeing it?
Yeah, okay. Okay, all right. So start out, at least play first 10 seconds, 15 seconds of the song, however long you think you need to guess the key.
All right.
And then we'll see what happens.
All right. Is it the single mix?
This is your song. I feel like you should be the one responsible for this.
No, but you looked up the key is what I'm saying.
Oh.
I want to make sure you've got the right song.
Shouldn't it still be in the same key, though?
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I mean, probably this one will be easier to tell because...
I could write you a song to make you fall in love. I would already have you up under my arm. I used to ball of my cheeks. I hope that you like...
It sounds kind of... You probably won't think
All right, pause it.
Yeah, right. I'm torn. Because on the one hand, it is a little... somber, which makes me think it's a little minor, but then also there's these upbeat, like on the guitar chords there at the beginning, it kind of like pops at the end up, which makes me feel like it might be more of a major vibe.
Well, that, so I mean, remember there are obviously two elements. Is it major or minor?
Right.
And then which of the 12 tones is it?
Right. Right.
So yeah, okay, we can start with major or minor. I'll give two guesses. You get two guesses.
Two guesses on this? All right.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with major.
That's correct.
All right, let's go.
All right.
Now, what note? What key specifically?
Oh, just so I can cite my sources on this.
Yeah.
All this information that I'm getting is from Google search.
All right. That's
just so if someone wants to fact check us, they know.
Right. Just do a quick Google search.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with D major, final answer.
D major. You have one more guess.
All right. B major.
Ooh. Guess what? It's B flat major.
B flat major. All
you
right.
Were definitely, you were definitely really close though. I think the next one, the next time we do this, you're definitely going to be able to get it.
That was pretty close. That was, I mean, so this, you said B flat major.
Yes, this is a B flat. So yeah, so when we're listening to this, we should keep that in mind.
All right, right. It's a B flat major. It's a B flat major. Do you want to just listen to the track?
Okay. I guess you could preface this. Why did you want to choose this song?
That's a good point. I think this song has stuck with me as like I'm walking down the street with this in my headphones and I just feel like my life is a music video type song. You know what I mean?
Like it's your just life, got, like life is a movie kind of vibes.
Yeah. Because this song, it just has so much like swagger. And I feel like talking about like I feel like it makes me be like, yeah, like why is anyone else cooler than me? You know, like I'm cool, you know,
okay,
like,
yeah,
you think you're
okay.
Cooler than me. I'm cool. It's kind of that type of vibe.
So what age is this for you that you're walking down the street, listening to your headphones, thinking that you're cooler than everyone else?
Right. I think it was probably like, this one was probably early it's sixth grade, I think. I don't think this is seventh grade yet. This is, so middle school for us was 6, 7, 8, notably. It's important to remember. So I think 7, 8 is more middle school for a lot of people, for most people, probably. 6 is still kind of grade school. And I think that's true. But this was like when I met you for the first time, for example. Like, I think just like this era of my life is encapsulated in those 3 years.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So I'm including more of a sixth grade track, more summer after sixth grade, probably, but still not quite in seventh grade.
Oh, so summer vibes?
It's pretty summery. I think it's summery for sure. Well, I mean, I'm walking down the street. I probably got those plaid cargo shorts on, you know?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
That were all, that's what you wear. You got your fucking, American Eagle t-shirt. It's like loud. It's got some weird design on it. It's just, you got it at Plato's Closet for $5.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
And you know, you're vibing. So like, you kind of just like kind of feel that like swagger in your step because you're listening to this song in your head.
All right. Yeah. Okay. So listen, but obviously the two things we should keep in mind is that A, it's in the key of B flat major.
Yep.
And B, this is like summer vibes. Feeling cool kind of music.
Yeah. I mean, that's what it is. That's what it is.
Okay.
For sure.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know exactly when it released. That's something I failed to look up. But I definitely was listening to it after it came out. It didn't really peak on the charts until much later, I believe.
Okay.
So it's not like, and also like back in those days, it's like, I'm listening to like top of the charts type music. Like I'm not a pioneer by any means, you know? Like, I'm just kind of taking in what the radio's given me.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think this is meant to be more of a, it's supposed to be, we're listening to representative music of the era for people of our demographic.
Exactly. All right, let's take a quick listen. Feel free to talk over, I think, because I've listened to it a bunch of
times. Wait, is this a different version than the other one?
All right. Yeah. So this is an important fact about Cooler Than Me. You've got the more acoustic version, which features the Big Sean verse. You've got the single mix, which is more of an electronic dance type track, a bit more clubby. But then you've also got a couple other versions as well from various mixtapes that he put out. They're basically the same as the single mix, but there's definitely some variations here. I think they really essentially were trying to milk it for all that it was worth.
Sort of like Old Town Road.
Well, I mean, in an era before Spotify, right? Like, it wasn't as big a deal for streams. Like, he was selling, you know, copies of the single / CDs, like, so, or iTunes money as well. But iTunes was definitely, I think, more profitable than Spotify overall. You're paying $1.29 for the shit, whatever it was. 99 cents back in the day, I believe. You ever buy a song? Most songs were 99 cents for a little while, right?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Am I rambling?
No, we're good. We're good.
All right. We'll take a listen. Under my arm, I used up all of my tricks. I'm going to point out the triplets. I'll tell you what.
Okay,
there's
yeah.
definitely some triplets here. You're cooler than me. You got design ashes to hide your
face. And you wear them around like you're cooler than me. Can you turn it up a bit?
Yeah.
Is that better? Oh, are these the triplets right here?
Are they, or are they eighth notes? I feel like it's triplets.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
Right? I think so.
Yeah, it's I think it's triplets, right?
Yeah.
This is pretty funky. I feel like it's a good dance vibe almost.
Yeah, you can vibe out to it. It's got that slappy bass line, really punching constantly in the background. But you don't know the way that you look when your steps make that much noise. Shh, I got you. That's like my favorite part of the whole song right there. The shush.
Where he says, shh. That's pretty chill.
Nothing cuts out. It's nice. I mean, the rest of the song is pretty much the same thing. I mean, you can keep listening to it if you want to, but...
Well, is there a bridge?
There is a bridge. We should get to the bridge. That's a good point. That's song structure right there. Nobody knows who you even are. Who do you think that you
are? If I could write you a song to make you fall in love, I would... All right, so how about this? So... We're listening to the song right now. It's bringing you back. What street are you walking on?
It's definitely, I want to say Elm? No. What's the name of the Kyle Street? Is that Elm?
Yeah, that's Elm Street, right?
Yeah.
You're walking, over to Kyle's house?
Yeah. I might have cut through the, that like little like apartment complex with like the, it's like a weird like one building, like, you know, you take a right at the middle school and you go back through there, cross that bridge.
Where the bridge is?
Yeah. And, you know, you're just kind of, you're so stoked. You're about to go play some Halo 3. You're about to go vibe out.
Hell yeah.
Walking. I got you. That's the vibe. You need everyone's eyes just to feel seen by Jamaica. Nobody knows who you even are. This is B flat music, huh?
Well, it sounds like it just changed keys a little bit.
For the bridge, that's traditional, yeah.
That's true, yeah, that's true.
Quick key change on the bridge.
I feel like the song is mostly triplets.
It's a lot of triplet rhythms. That's what's so cool about it, I think, is the constant driving force behind the beat, where it's like it doesn't really relent at all. Like, it's just, we're like, we're going, and you're gonna get hyped about it.
That was good. I don't remember this song being as much of a dance vibe song as is the other version the same way. You said it's like an acoustic, right?
Yeah, it's got guitars. If I could write you a song to make you
fall in love, I would already. Well, does this one have the triplet part in it?
It kind of does. It's a different mix, but it's essentially the same song. Like, there's some synth stuff that comes in once this intro ends. You got designer shades just to hide your face, and you wear them around like you're cool with me. Say hey or remember my name, and it's probably because you think you're cooler than me. You got your highbrow. It actually doesn't. So this is interesting. It's doing more of like a this long.
I mean, this feels more funky vibes than dance vibes.
Yeah. It's like a bass line going in the background. I got you.
Well, here, play that, because you just did this part, right? Play that again, because I think it sounds a lot differently in this version. Don't know the way that you look when your steps
make that much noise. See, I got you. Yeah, that's a cool, like, the walk down that they kind of
did.
Not a walk down per se, but it's just hitting on the twos and fours.
I mean, I feel like in that other version we listened to, there's less of a lead up. It's just like a break. But in this one, it's like something's coming when the sh part is coming up.
Yeah, steps make that much noise. It's. I think I like this one more. I think the break of the Big Sean verse is very welcome. The other song, the other version, gets a little repetitive with the choruses. In my opinion, I don't know. I have a Zoomer attention span now, so like.
Yeah.
I mean, I probably did then too, but like, if the song's doing the same thing over and over again, it can get a little just boring.
Yeah. I mean, I think they're both good. Well, one thing that might be important to talk about too is, what do we know about Mike Posner?
Oh, I know a lot of things. I got a lot. Like this bit? No, what's up? Little Big Sean?
Is this Big Sean?
Yeah.
I'm approaching up. Yeah.
Like I can't give you winter in the summer, a summer in the winter. Miami in December, trying to look bored in them Dior.
You hear that little like fluttery synth in the background? Shallow till she find out how deep in my
pockets is. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Kind of sick. Your
reminder. I don't know why I have to move my head closer. I'm wearing headphones.
Yeah, right.
I can't.
And it's cool. The rap verse goes into the bridge from the other song. I just think it's a more like well-rounded track overall. Mike Posner is very interesting, and I would love to talk some more about Mike Posner.
Okay, give me the deep.
He's so when he put this song out, he was I believe a junior or a senior in college at Duke.
Okay.
So like, and this song was like pretty huge, like it's like when it came out, right? Like it was it peaked like crazy high on the charts. And he recorded it in his dorm room, just like on like a mic like we're using right now. Like
wow,
he just
no
recorded
way.
The vocals in a dorm room. And he kind of talked about how like he wrote it about this one girl in one of his classes who like thought she was hot shit, and he tried to like ask her out one time, and she was cooler than him. She was too cool for him. So that inspired this song. And I just think it's crazy to be like in college, like younger than we are right now. And you put out like, a
did he drop out or did he finish school?
No, he finished school, and he didn't really like think of, can you think of another Mike Posner song? There's a question. Name another Mike Posner song.
I think I had forgotten who Mike Posner was before we were going to do this. So
now, notably, do you know, I Took a Pill in Ibiza?
Is that also him?
That's Mike Posner.
Oh, okay. He has like a beard in that one.
Yeah. Yeah. So he's grown a beard now. And
okay.
He kind of was like feeling very kind of fed up with the pop star lifestyle. He felt like he wasn't contributing much, and he had never
after,
really.
Well, yeah. After having one song.
Well, a couple songs. But okay. he was a one hit wonder, but he didn't really want to make more music. He was feeling like creatively just like kind of not there. So he walked across the country.
This is
a Mike Posner fact. Yeah, he walked from Maine to California, like the full length of the country. He just walked it.
That's like Forrest Gump, but walking.
Yeah, pretty much just walked. Let me look at my notes for this bit. Yeah, he just like wanted to prove to himself that he could do something like that. And so he did. And like, admittedly, he had like some... he had like an RV following him for him to sleep in at night. Like he had like the rich man
set up
for such a thing.
I feel like that barely counts, son.
I mean, he did the walking, dude. Like he walked the whole way. It's like so many miles.
I mean, I don't know. I feel like I was listening to this guy and Joe Rogan, mm-hmm. Maybe like a year ago, that he like rode from Argentina to Antarctica.
Mm-hmm.
It's like pretty, like it's like a pretty serious road.
A road.
No. Yeah, he rode. He rode.
Yeah, well, I was, you know, ODE, but you meant OWED.
Yeah, he rode a boat.
Yeah. Gently down to
which
Antarctica.
Is like, yeah, to Antarctica, and it was like crazy that he did that. But then he also just had a like motorboat beside him the next time. And I feel like the part of the story that makes it cool is like he could die at any time, but like he still made it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And
but
obviously,
the boat,
like
the boat removes that.
Yeah, the boat is just like, oh, it's just like, oh, he could just give up at any time and be totally fine.
I don't know. I mean, I think like the accomplishment is still impressive.
No, this. I'm not trying to be like, oh, I can do it, because like,
obviously, right.
But I'm just.
No, I hear
I'm
what
just,
you mean, though.
Yeah, like, I'm just saying. I'm not saying it's
the
like
the danger of dying would make that much more exciting.
Yeah, I'm saying it's it takes. There's something that could have been there that isn't there when you have that RV/boat.
Right.
That's what I think, at least.
Well, he got bit by a rattlesnake. He almost did die.
Oh, okay.
Like, he got bit by a rattlesnake in Colorado, and they had to like helicopter him to a hospital, and they weren't sure he was going to be able to keep going. But he finished it after the rattlesnake bite. And he just kept going.
Well, you know, you can. So if a rattlesnake bites you, you can like suck out the poison, right?
That's what they say. I've heard that.
Yeah, I don't know how that works.
And you just suck it on the wound? I don't like. What if you Yes, it's in your mouth then. Is that bad?
What if you can just spit it out probably, I think. Because I think it reacts with blood.
Mm. Right.
Can you imagine, what if you were like hiking with someone and then they took off their shoe and their like foot was like really gross from hiking all day? and then a rattlesnake bit it, and they're like, "Oh, dude, you got to suck on my toe to get the poison out." What would you do?
I'd do it.
You'd do
it? It's worth.
I think I'd do it too, but it's just gross to think about sucking on someone's toe.
Yeah.
Especially if they were hiking all day.
I mean, probably pretty icky, but if it's like a life or death situation, I think you can suck it up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Suck it. Yeah.
Suck it up.
It has two meanings. I get it.
Oh, man. Yeah. So, I mean, I don't have a lot more to say about this track. I mean, I think I kind of summed it up in the intro and how I feel about it. It's just a very like swaggy, like anthem. So I was looking at other people's reviews of this just to see what other people think about it. And one criticism that I heard was that you're supposed to sing from your diaphragm, and his vocals on Mike Posner's vocals are very like breathy. And like, he's just like just barely singing a lot of the time.
I mean,
he's got this weird, like airy quality to the way that he sings.
Yeah. I mean, what is this like establishment, like big music, like saying like, this is how you're supposed to sing, and it's bad if it's not this, you know what I mean?
Right. I agree.
It's like it's like we're in the era of disruption. You know what I mean? And people sang songs the same way for thousands of years, and then Mike Posner comes along and completely changes everything.
Right.
You know, obviously big music is going to respond negatively to that.
Mm-hmm.
But Mike Posner is more of a populist rather than an establishment figure.
Oh, for sure.
That's what I'll say about that.
He's definitely for the people. He's for the people at his core.
Yeah, I mean, he got bitten by a rattlesnake for the people.
Yeah, well, he just wanted to prove he could walk across the country, and he did. He just did it.
Yeah, that's a good fun.
Another fun fact, in the music video, they do the mannequin challenge. Like, everybody's like frozen in the music video. Like, it's a whole party, and everyone just like picks a pose and is standing like that.
What year was the mannequin challenge? I thought it was later.
After this is the thing. He pioneered the technology for the mannequin
challenge. What was the mannequin challenge on? Like, where did that become? Was that a Vine thing?
Vine. Was it TikTok at that point? Might have been Vine. I think it was probably Vine. That, like the Harlem Shake craze, you know, that whole stuff.
Was that also Vine? Was Harlem Shake also Vine?
I think Harlem Shake was Vine. I don't know. I was not big on Vine. Never really a Vine guy.
I never had it. I just watched them on YouTube.
Right. It's the classic, you know, Vines that cured my depression or whatever.
Yeah. You just like put on a Vine compilation on YouTube, and then you just go on your phone. So you have background noise, so it doesn't feel like you're alone.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's
iconic.
Summer vibes.
Summer vibes. Oh, man.
Cool. And so you got anything more on Mike Posner?
No, I mean, that's about his story. You know, he's a bit of a 1-2 hit wonder, I'd say. Two hit wonder.
Mm-hmm.
He's just doesn't really care to make more music is what I've gathered. And I think good for him.
He's alive, right?
Yeah, he's vibing.
Okay, yeah, it's cool. Okay.
Has he put any music out recently? Let's check his page.
Mike, how about this? So how would you rate him?
I think I would rate this song probably like an 8 out of 10. I think it's got a lot of things that I'm looking for in a song. And I think just like the amount of times I've listened to it leading up to this to kind of like just think about it and how it hasn't gotten old on me speaks a lot to its like replayability.
Okay. How about this? And then I think we should also tag all the songs we do with vibes. So like what vibes would you tag this song with?
I mean, I think this is versatile, right? Because I think the dancey song can be kind of like a party vibe. It can be like a turning up, like you're getting hype type song. But I think
we got dance vibes.
Yeah, but I think the acoustic version is much more of that like swagger vibe that I was talking about.
Would you almost say it's chill vibes or not quite?
I don't think it's chill vibes.
Yeah, I feel like it's not really
probably chill vibes. It's not really chill vibes. It's more like upbeat. Low key vibes, you know, it's like fast tempo, low key type. Like, it's not to study and relax to, but to walk down the street too.
Yeah, we can say low key vibes.
It's pretty low key.
We can say it's not chill vibes, but it's low key chill vibes.
Yeah, low key chill vibes.
For sure. Can we say that summer vibes? Is that a summer vibe song?
It's pretty summery for me.
It's a summer vibe song.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, cool. 8 out of 10.
What would you rate it? What do you think? Give me some. I want to hear some of your thoughts about it.
I would agree with it. We're talking through this. You know what I mean? So it's like we're coming. We're not. It's not like each of us have a different opinion. We're like coming to a consensus.
Yeah, I would. I mean, I think it's. I don't know. I'm down to disagree. I think that'd be sick.
Okay. Well, I'll say in this instance, I agree.
Okay. Fair enough.
Okay. All right. Bedrock. Are we ready?
Bedrock.
Okay. First off. Got to figure out. My computer just froze. Bedrock key. That's not good. Oh, here we go.
Oh, true. Let me get this.
What?
I'm gonna get this first try.
What are you doing?
I'm gonna play Bedrock and then guess the key. And I'm gonna get it
first. Oh yeah, okay. Bedrock. I don't know why it's not coming up. Oh, here we go. Okay. TuneBeat.com. Okay. Well, so this is going to be interesting too. So I would obviously feel bad unless we announced the sources for this, but I'm getting this from TuneBat.com.
Nice. Shout out TuneBat.
Yeah. Shout out TuneBat. Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Play first 10 seconds of the song. You get two guesses to guess. Oh, okay.
I'm going. We're in. I can make your bed rock. All
right. I don't. That was like the intro. I don't know if that counts. Just listen to like.
Let me listen to the track.
A few seconds of the bass. I'm attracted to her for her attractive ass, and now we murderers because we kill time. I knock her lights out, and she still shine. I hate to see her go.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
So first, you get two guesses: major or minor.
It's major.
Yeah, it's major. That's interesting because I wouldn't have thought that. I feel like that little like synth riff it had in it.
Yeah.
It sounded minor to me.
It's got some plucky notes. You can hear it's a little bit upbeat. But I love to watch her leave, but I keep her. Yeah, I see what you mean. But
Nate, I could be wrong.
Okay, it's major. It's major.
All right. So far, you're pretty good at doing major or minor.
That is probably the easier part, I'll say.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
And so for this bit, I think, is it higher or lower than Cooler Than Me is the question that I'm asking myself. And I can't really tell. My gut says higher. So I'm going to go with like a straight up, you know, middle of the road C major.
C major. Okay. That's incorrect. You get one more guess, obviously. And I'll tell you that it's actually lower.
Okay.
And Cooler Than Me.
Yeah. Interesting. Is it a lower than? All right. What is it? I'm gonna go with. Well, is it D then?
No. Okay.
Loop around to the other D. Isn't that how that works?
It's an A flat major.
A flat major. Is that how that works, or am I clueless about music theory?
Yeah, I mean, you go down. I would like if
like there talking, is a D lower than C.
Yeah, if we're talking B flat, and you said D, I would assume you mean the higher D, unless you specified the other one.
Right.
But
well, you said lower than B flat, and so you got A.
Yeah, but you said D, but if I didn't say that, I would assume you would mean the higher one.
Right. Of course.
Right.
The more anyways, it's probably more used. So it's A. It's A flat. You said
it's A flat, otherwise known as G sharp. Yeah.
G sharp major. I think G sharp major sounds better. We're going to go with that.
I feel like for a rap song, I would rather it be in a flat key.
That's true.
I feel like a sharp song is like happy. Like sharp major is like happy, but flat major is like cool.
It's like cool.
Yeah, that's what.
Do you have anything to before we listen? Do you have any thoughts about what do you associate Bedrock with?
So my memories of this song. I don't know exactly what year I'm associating this with, but first of all, we got 95.5 radio station playing all the pop hits in
Triple X.
Yeah, 95 Triple X. I remember hearing this song, and then like for the first time, and then they just say, there's that one part where they just say grocery bag.
That is like the most memorable part.
Yeah. And I'm like, what the fuck is this song? And then I think that's probably my biggest memory of this song. I don't know if I don't know how, if I have is exactly as strong a reaction to you as like walking down the street,
cool
vibes, summer vibes, just like being genuinely a little weirded out about this song and being like, this is like, it's like, call me Fred Flintstone because I can make your bed rock. Like this, that's kind of a goofy lyric, right?
It's catchy.
Yeah,
it is catchy. It is clever. Like it worked.
Yeah. And I think for me, this song didn't really make its mark on me until I got to college and I listened to it again and was like, this is pretty good vibe. This is pretty good vibes.
There's bars.
This song.
Like yeah, most of the people come with bars. I think Tyga's verse is nuts. For me, a bit similar to the grocery bag, it was she watching that Oxygen, I'm watching ESPN. Like I was just like, yeah, girls be watching Oxygen, boys be watching ESPN.
Hell yeah.
Like that's
yeah.
clever. And also I had never heard Nicki Minaj before this song. And this was my introduction to her.
Is this her debut?
What I don't she know done if this is her this? Debut, but this is pretty early on in her career.
Huh. Yeah, this.
That, I didn't know it was her at the time. I don't think. Like, I was just like, "Oh, there's a high pitched lady voice rapping. Cool."
Yeah,
probably on your side.
Probably watching Oxygen, huh?
Probably. I bet she does. But yeah, I mean, it's a great track. I think it's very, very classic. It just kind of it just stood the test of time. But let's tune in. Let's tune in.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm gonna skip the intro because we already listened to it.
Yeah, that's good.
Because we kill time, I knock her lights out, and she still shine. I hate to see her go, but I love to watch her leave.
This part,
this is a good one too.
So I can see. Cold as a winter's day, hot as a summer's eve. Young money thieves, steal your love and leave. I like the way you walk, and if you walk in my way, I'm that red bull.
The horns. I don't know if I noticed the horns.
Let's buy a place with all kinds of space. I let you be the judge, and I'm the case.
Hey, wait, okay, can you pause it for a second?
Yeah.
Do you kind of get like super hot fire vibes from this, from at least that verse? Like it's kind of like I feel like
you're
lyrics
saying stuff.
it's not really flowing. It's just like what is it? What even is the super hot fire lyric? It's like. Do you remember it all?
What do you mean? Well, there's a couple different ones. I like the sweet dollar tea from McDonald's. I drink that.
Yeah. I feel like that's what this song sounds like. It's just like a dude saying shit and then it rhymes. I guess Super High Fire didn't even rhyme. It just repeated the same line after it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like I feel like that's at least that verse specifically I kind of got.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's on beat, but it's not like low. It's not like
grocery bag.
I looked up the Rap Genius so I could explain the grocery bag line because I had to know.
Okay.
He just means that he bagged this guy's girl. Like he's like, I stole your girl, homie, grocery bag.
That's pretty good. So I also I just looked up the lyrics for Super Hot Fire.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So he starts
Hang on.
Oh, are you still going?
No. What I was gonna do is I was gonna play the beat so you could say them over the beat.
But oh, I don't know if I want to do that.
All right. Go ahead. We'll just say the lyrics.
Super Hot Fire is just like I broke up with my ex girl. Here's your number.
Right.
Psych. That's the wrong number.
That's the wrong number.
So, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say that. Who was that guy that did the first verse?
The verse after Lil Wayne?
Yeah.
Because the first verse is Lil Wayne.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, the guy with the deeper voice.
Yeah, right. The grocery bag. Grocery bag is a guy named Gooda Gooda.
Gooda Gooda? Okay.
Gooda. I don't know if he has ever made another song.
That's interesting. Okay. But anyways, I don't think his verse was as bad as this one. But I think it was still the same kind of vibes. You just looked him up?
No, what I'm saying is Gooda Gooda is the guy currently rapping that we're listening to. Lil Wayne was the first verse.
Oh, okay. I guess Lil Wayne. I guess that. I'm talking about Lil Wayne then.
Yeah. Because I wanted to bring this up about the album art. Is that it's like Lil Wayne is like the king of Young Money, and then you've got all these people who are coming in. And I think this song is like that everyone's on it, like they're all popping off. Anyway.
It's like, yeah, okay. But anyways, I feel like it's like this song is really like, it's got like the gotcha lyrics with rap.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know what I mean?
Punchlines.
Like yeah, punchlines. Yeah. It's a big punchline song.
Yeah. Keep a running back and forth. Soccer team.
Yeah,
I mean, exactly. Drake is the king of that, and he's gonna rap.
I like the way you walk, and if you walk in my way, I'm that Red Bull. Now let's fly away. Let's buy a place with all kind of space. I let you be the judge, and I'm the case. I'm gutter, gutter. I put her under. I see me with her. No Stevie Wonder. She don't even wonder, cause she knows she bad. And I got a nigga. Grocery bag.
This chorus is carries the song. Like, if this isn't good, then the song is bad, right?
Yeah.
Like,
I think
that's a great job. Very, very Chris Brown.
Yeah, definitely. And this is Nicki. This is like, this is maybe her debut in the
mainstream. Maybe.
Yeah, the mainstream.
I'm so pretty, like, be on my pedal bike, be on my low starch, be on my egg whites. He say, Nicki, don't stop, you the bestest. And I just be coming off the top as bestest. I love your sushi roll. Hotter than wasabi. I race for your love. Shake and bake, Ricky Bobby. I'm at
that's a good joke.
I can't meet you in the lobby.
Shake and bake, Ricky Bobby.
Yeah. Cause I'm not just anybody. I seen him stand in line just to get beside her. I let her see the Aston and let the rest surprise her. That's when we disappear. You need GPS to find her. Oh, that was your girl. I thought I recognized her.
Oh, okay. I didn't even remember that line. Obviously, one of the most fire lines of the song.
Which one?
Oh, that was your girl.
I thought I recognized her.
Yeah, that's so good.
Much swagger from an early age. Nicki did kind of debut with it. She hadn't put any singles out yet. She had done no solo music. So this was. I mean, she had done mixtapes, but
yeah,
nothing mainstream.
Yeah, so we were talking about Drake a little bit. Mm-hmm. This also reminded me of the, you know, sort of like the gotcha rap lyrics in Forever, where he's kind of like, in your city faded off the brown, Nino, she insists we got more class, we know, swimming in the money, come and find me, Nemo, if I was in the club, you know I balled, chemo.
If I was in the club, you know I balled. Chemo.
Yeah. That's a pretty good line.
Yeah.
It's definitely not as good as that was your girl. I thought I recognized her.
Mm-hmm.
But it's
just the way it ends the verse, like he's like,
mic drop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty hype. There's some more verses here. My favorite, the Tyga verse. Coming up. Call me Mr. Flintstone. I can make it better.
She said I'm caged in. I think her conscience is. She watching that Oxygen. I'm watching ESPN. But when that show ends, she
on my skin.
Low chance of emotions. Roller coaster like back forth. Hold it. She posed like it's for posters. And I poke like I'm supposed to. Take this photo if you for me. She said, don't you ever show this. I'm too loyal, and too focused.
I feel like this is, when I spoke this, she I feel like it's the least funny verse so far, but I would also say I do think it's the best.
It's like, he raps good.
He raps good. I think it's good lyrics. It's definitely not funny though, like the other ones.
Yeah, there's not really like, but I think that like the hold it where it cuts out, like that's a
very memorable moment. I'm only loving for the moment. She ain't got a man, but she's not alone. Right, who is this? Miss
Independent. Jay Mills. I don't know who that is. Hey,
yeah.
It sounds like he's trying to be Rick Ross.
Was this before Rick Ross?
Maybe, I don't know. Probably not. Rick Ross is old.
Maybe. I know he used to be a prison guard, though.
Is that true?
Yeah, that's a true, thing about Rick Ross.
Rick Ross. Yeah, no, he was doing it way before this.
Oh, okay.
His career started in like early 2000s. He was a correctional officer until 1997.
Hey, whoa, no way.
Yeah, dude.
That's when we were born.
That's when we were born. And that's why we like this music.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just more of the same as far as the chorus goes. We haven't got a outro, but.
All right, there we go. That's good. I think we had a good rundown. What kind of vibes do you think this song is? Because I wouldn't say party vibes. I would say maybe pregame vibes.
It's a pregame song.
Yeah.
For sure.
I think it's definitely a pregame song.
It's got pregame vibes. I think it has like if you put on like a more EDM-y remix of this song in like a club these days, I think people would go nuts because everyone remembers this song. It's that type of song, but I think you couldn't just play this song.
I don't think that would fly too well.
Unless you need like a little added like punch to it because it's kind of slow and plodding.
I would only play this song if it's like a bar. That's like a bar that's like converts into a club later on in the night, and you're like trying to get people hype, aka pregame vibes.
Pregame vibes. I mean, that's an easy vibe label for this one, I think.
Yeah, I definitely wouldn't call it summer vibes.
It's wintry almost, I might say.
Yeah, why would you say that?
It's just cold. It's a cold track.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah, I guess that could be true.
It's just kind of cold. Like everyone's like, you know, talking about how sick they are. Like that's like winter, like ice, like diamonds, you know, like it's
are they
cold.
Talking about how they're sick?
Yeah, like sick, like cool, you know, like
rad. Oh, okay.
Like, I don't know. What was the word for cool back in the day? I don't know.
Shoddy. That's what that meant, right?
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Skeet, right? That means cool.
Yeah. Hey, what's up? How you doing today? I'm pretty skeet.
I'm skeeting, bro. Don't even worry about me. Straight skeeting. Yeah, gooda. I want to listen to his most popular song on here. Hang on. Oh. Okay. So he's a feature artist. This is not his song. That is his number one song. He just appears on it. And it's a Return of the Mac remix. He's got a whole album. Nobody's listening, though. Sorry. Mm. Sorry, Gutta. I mean, two great songs. Two great songs.
Yeah, two great. Sure. Oh, we forgot to rate that one, too.
Oh, yeah.
What are we rating Bedrock?
I think I would give it an 8 out of 10.
I think I would give it 8 out of 10, too.
It's a very 8 out of 10 song. It's just like, you know,
I think it's good, but also, like, one of the things I think cooler than me,
you got it.
One of the things I think cooler than me had going for it is that it had multiple vibes associated with it.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's versatile.
Yeah,
it's
more versatile. Bedrock, I think we determined is only one type of vibe, but it's more specific. Like the fact that it's more specific makes it better for that lane, but like, it's not as wide, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's got the depth, but it doesn't have the breadth.
Right. It's in a fast car, but the lane it's in is very narrow. We can't really change lanes, but you can go down the one lane pretty quickly.
That's how I would rate this song.
Interesting. Race car emoji.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah, race car. This song definitely is a race car emoji in terms of vibes.
Very true. Very true. Very fair. Well, I don't know what else to talk about. You got anything else you want to talk about? Any thoughts?
Anything going on in the news?
Yeah, let's do a quick news story. Let me go to the top. This is the part of the podcast where we talk about the news. Going to CNN, breaking news. All right, let's see. Show me the latest U.S. news because we're...
Can you hear the siren, by the way?
Yeah, 70 million people under threat of tornadoes, destructive wind, and hail. This is a callback. You were talking about the weather is fucked, huh?
Yeah, hold on. I'm going to close my window so the siren goes away.
Okay. Sure.
Okay, we back. What is this in the Kentucky region of America?
Here.
Hi, I'm CNN Media.
You seeing this?
Yeah. That's definitely the Kentucky. That's not really the Kentucky region. That's more the south of Kentucky region.
Yeah. Kentucky is being spared, it seems, but it's really going to hit the Texas, New Orleans. My friend Jake is in New Orleans. Shout out, Jake.
Oh, that's the green part, though. I feel like it'd be fine.
Oh, well, there's going to be some damage, but where are you? Are you in this?
No, yeah. I mean, you can see Norfolk down there. That's the southern part of Virginia, and I'm in Northern Virginia.
Oh, that's South Carolina. That's North Carolina. I'm good at geography, dude.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
Don't worry. We got a hurricane, a tornado.
So we got some tornadoes coming in. That'll probably be bad. I don't have a hot take about it.
When is this supposed to happen?
Saturday, Friday and Saturday, right now. And
okay. Tomorrow. Shout out to.
Yeah. Praying, thoughts and prayers.
Yeah. Shout out to all the people. Shout out to the tornado. Okay.
So we got a gender reveal party explosion in New Hampshire.
Wait, did your screen freeze? I can't see this anymore.
Your screen sharing is paused. Stop. Stop having it be paused. You got it?
Yeah. I can see your stuff now.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I think I heard about this. There was a gender reveal party that
80 pounds of explosives.
Yeah.
Tannerite.
Where was this? Oh, New Hampshire.
Of course.
That's near where we went to middle school.
That's exactly near where we went to middle school. Very topical story.
Damn.
The explosion, they'd chosen the quarry because they thought it was a safe location to detonate the explosives.
That's interesting. All right, how about science news? Anything going on in science news?
Space and science? Helicopter shares first aerial color photo. Look at that.
That's I'll be the surface honest, of Mars.
I'll be honest. I think all the Mars stuff is cool. And
talk to me about
it's just not that
what
interesting.
This it, really like, means. It, it's it not just sucks, a you know? Helicopter.
The landscape of Mars?
Yeah, like it's not interesting to look at, really. Like I understand the gravity of like we're flying a drone from Earth on Mars. Like that shit is nuts.
Yeah. And, that's how I feel like too. Like
it doesn't. Like, who cares?
Yeah, it's just like, oh, it's another planet. I bet they have canyons and mountains and
it's just flat. We never see anything cool.
Yeah, and geological features like we have here on Earth. But no, they just have it's just some small rocks and dirt.
Yeah, like show and me a mountain. Isn't there a mountain on Mars? There's mountains
on Mars. Isn't there a volcano or something?
There's so much cool stuff. I guess it's probably not as safe to land near major. Like landing in the flat part is the safest maneuver. So that's what they explore first.
Yeah, I guess. I guess if you were going to go to Earth, you go to like the Sahara Desert or something.
It's kind of cool to see the tracks from the rover.
Yeah, that in is this photo. Cool.
Which is pretty. That's kind of sick. I mean. I feel like I kind of shit talked the Mars stuff, but it's so cool. Space is cool.
Yeah, space is pretty. Yeah.
And this is an incredible photo. It's one of the coolest photos I've ever seen, I think, just because of the context.
Yeah.
And of course, quick conspiracy corner. How easy would it be to fake this photo? This could be literally any photo, and they're just going to tell us it's Mars.
It's not. I wouldn't say it's a bad quality photo, but I also wouldn't say it's a good quality photo.
I mean, it could be anything. This could be Earth, for all we know.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm not a flat earther. Earth is round. I just like to pretend that I am sometimes as a bit. I would like to clarify that I believe in space and Mars, and I think we actually went to the moon, to be honest. Do you think we went to the moon?
Yeah. Yeah, we, yeah.
Really? I mean, I think we've been to the moon, but do you think we went to the moon the first time? Like that was real?
Yeah, I think that was, yeah, I think so.
I mean, Buzz Aldrin punched a guy, so that's pretty convincing to me.
I feel like you wouldn't punch someone unless you went to the moon.
Right? Like I feel like the punch indicates like, how dare you invalidate my accomplishment? I went to the fucking moon, dude. Like I've been to the moon. How many people can say they walked on the moon? Like that's insane. I don't think we give Buzz Aldrin enough credit.
Yeah.
And honestly, he inspired Buzz Lightyear. So.
Yeah. Shout out Buzz Lightyear.
Shout out Buzz Lightyear. You know, they named Buzz Lightyear after Buzz Aldrin.
No, I didn't know that, but that's like, there's two white guys born in 1997. That's not middle school vibes. It's definitely like growing up vibes though.
Yeah. But Toy Story was childhood. Yeah.
Yeah. Toy Story. Yeah. So probably probably all of our listeners can relate to
Toy Story. Yeah. How good was Toy Story back in the day, man?
Yeah, it was good.
I had a Buzz Lightyear of my own. I wrote Fox on his foot.
That's pretty cool. I think I had a Buzz Lightyear too.
You know how he's like Andy, but I wrote Fox.
I think I had a Woody, but Andy was pre-written on his boot.
Yeah. Damn. It's not your Woody. It's Andy's.
Yeah. It's always Andy's Woody. It's the real one. So. Yeah.
All right, well, I kind of got to pee, and we've been doing this for a little while.
Yeah, so that's fine.
In conclusion, do you have anything you want to plug? You got any plugs?
I could plug the next episode of the podcast.
Yeah, the next episode. Come out. What is the name of the podcast? I honestly can't remember. It's like a bunch of letters.
We can sit at the end.
It's like
so I'll plug the next episode of the podcast, and I'll plug my SoundCloud.
Yeah.
I have some tracks in there. I'm trying to put some more out. Nice. I guess no one knows my name. So
Link in the description.
But I guess then you could find out. Whatever. I'm not gonna worry about that. And I guess I'll also plug my LinkedIn profile.
Yeah. So
if you discover my name by clicking on my SoundCloud, also add me on LinkedIn.
Always trying to grow that network.
Have any like cool jobs or anything, just message me on LinkedIn.
Yeah. Any business opportunities for the two of us?
Exactly.
We're open to inquiries.
Yeah.
For all right. Sure.
Anything open you want to plug?
Sponsors? Not a whole lot. I would like to plug Arnold Palmer spiked tall boy half and half. I've been sipping on this all episode. It's pretty gross, but it's fine.
Aren't we sponsored by almonds? Don't we need to plug almonds?
Yeah, onions, not almonds.
Oh, we're onions. Sorry.
Sponsored by onions. We'd like to plug onions. One of the most underrated vegetables. They are a flavor enhancer in a way that no other vegetable can compare. And I think a lot of people overlook them as an ingredient a lot of the time. So we're just trying to raise awareness for onions.
Yeah.
So next time you're in the grocery store, pick up some onions. Tell them we sent you.
And no shout out almonds. I retract that shout out.
Almonds are a good snack, and they are really like, I think they're bad for the environment or something maybe.
Yeah.
But also I eat meat, so I'm a hypocrite. Who cares?
All right. Okay.
You know, shout out meat. Eat it.
Yep. Okay.
Okay,
are we ready? And that concludes this episode of
STWLIMSA2BGBI97. Songs that we liked in middle school as two guys born in 1997. Thanks for listening. Bye.